Welcome back. Let's head on over here now. So if you enjoy a glass of wine and you've been thinking of going beyond consumption, well, this is for you. Niederberg Wines in Stellenbosch has appointed award-winning winemaker Liesel Gerber as the new cell master. Liesel, a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Congratulations on your appointment. So how have your first 21 days in office been?
Thank you for the congratulations, firstly. And yes, it's been a big learning curve, lots to learn, lots to see, all new stuff, but I'm very excited about it, and it's a great new challenge.
What is a cell master? What do you do?
Okay, cell master's main job would be to make sure that the wines on the premises that's been prepared is according to quality, according to the standard price, which would be in a specific level, and then also to make sure that all actions in the cellar runs in a very safe way.
Let's take a look at your journey. So before you got into winemaking, you briefly had a stint at the South African National Defence Force. That's quite interesting. Tell us about that.
Well, I was quite a very placid girl at school, but that was the one thing I wanted to definitely do after school, is join the military, to my parents' despair. But it was a very selected group, and I'm very, very happy that I did it. I think it's if I had a child now in my life, it's definitely something I would like to be able to send them on. It's not necessarily military, but something definitely that preps them for the big world out there. And then thereafter, I went studying to become a winemaker.
So you studied. So there's actually like a formal education that goes with being a cellar master.
Not necessarily cellar master as such, but definitely a winemaker. That's where we all start, really.
And nothing you endeavor to do in life ever comes without challenges. I'm sure there's been some potholes and some bumps that you have had to get over. Tell us about that.
Well, everything that's bumps and potholes makes you stronger at the end of the day. Yeah, I think originally when I started in the wine industry, we were quite a few females, not too many. But it was a challenge in the sense that I think we're all on the same level and we all respected one another as winemakers. And now I think the biggest learning curve I had is that you really need to be able to work with your people in the cellar, show that you're not, that you don't think it's wrong to become dirty and really get in there and work the grapes. I think working with your team is really something where you earn one another's respect in all aspects.
And what is it like for females specifically? I mean, is it a space that is conducive for women to get into and to dominate?
I wouldn't use the word dominate, but it's definitely open for women. I think that we are a great team of women already here at Niederberg. And I think that is something that any woman can be proud of, to be part of in the wine industry. I think it's one of the most challenging industries, though, but it's something that keeps you occupied and on your toes and keeps life interesting.
If we can paint like a visual picture for our viewers, if you've had the privilege of visiting wine farms in the Western Cape, you've no doubt come across the breathtaking beauty of the vineyards. And you mentioned it a little bit earlier on, getting dirty into it and, you know, working the grapes. But what goes into making that bottle of wine that one would enjoy?
Sure. I think it's for us, it's quite a journey to be part of the grape berry, being to seeing it as a solid berry and then it becoming a liquid and ending up in a wonderful product in the bottle that we all can enjoy. I think that whole transformation, it's quite a privilege to be part of that. And because it's such a live product, nothing is ever the same. And the whole system, how it evolves, how it becomes more intrinsic, how more complex, all the other factors that you can include into it, maybe wood preparation, really makes an open canvas in a bigger picture. So you said the bigger drawing, but yeah, I think each winemaker has got the privilege of starting off with a blank canvas every vintage.
What about patience in this job? I understand you've also worked with MCC and to make champagne. Do we call it champagne? Is it champagne?
It's the same style, but in South Africa we call it Cap Classique.
Sure.
But it's made in exactly the same style, bottle fermented. And yeah, I think all good things comes with some patience. And bubbles is one of those that becomes very refined the more patient you are.
For someone listening to you right now, who may want to, you know, do what it is that you do, what can you share with them? What have you learned thus far?
Well, I think if you're not sure what to do these days, I think there's so many opportunities where you can really go to the different study institutes and just go and see what's going on. And there's normally a whole lot of cellars that are looking for students or cellar hands during the harvest. So if one is not sure, it's definitely something to consider, just to get the feel of it and see what is going on in the cellar and what happens, and really find whether that's something that you've got a passion for.
We can't let you go without asking you this. Hey, your favorite wine and why?
I normally say it's like asking me which is your favorite kid. But I think if you're going to wake me up in the middle of the night and present me with a choice, I'll probably go for bubbles. But then every wine has got their spot and time, like a crisp white on a nice hot day like we've got today in Cape Town, which is very odd, or a nice deep chunky red for a very cold winter's evening. I think both of those is just as welcome.
Liesel, thank you very much for your time this evening. Liesel Gerber is the new cellmaster at Niederberg Wines.